This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, police are on the hunt for armed men who robbed two businesses. The Ministry of Education announces classes at the Lodge School will be conducted online for the rest of the week. The Barbados Union of Teachers concerned about a press release over an issue at the St. Bartholomew Primary School. The Barbados Revenue Authority explains why some people are yet to receive tax returns, and Israel denies an attack on a UN refugee camp in Gaza. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Police are on the hunt for the armed men who robbed two businesses on Monday night. Our Tanisha Rock-Yaw reports.
Starcom Network News has been able to confirm that a series of videos in circulation are legitimate and are the actual security camera footage from one of the robberies. The footage shows terrified customers scampering to exit a bar as gunmen entered and pushed past stunned employees who froze as the bandits took cash and fled. Starcom Network News understands that one of the businesses targeted was the Bullpen Bar at Christopher Christ Church, which was robbed by three masked men just after 8:30 p.m. on Monday night. It's suspected that the same men also robbed the Cox Variety Shop at Rock Hall St. Philip that same night. The perpetrators in that incident were also described as three masked men of a similar description. Tony Shirokyo, Starcom Network News.
The Ministry of Education has announced that classes at the Lodge School will be conducted online for the remainder of the week. A statement from the Education Ministry stated that after a plant assessment, it was determined that the cleaning team would require up to 3 days to complete the job. Upon completion of the work, an inspection will be carried out to assess the school's readiness. The release further stated that it is anticipated that the school will be ready for in-person teaching again on Monday, January 29th. Meantime, the Barbados Union of Teachers has voiced concern over a press release from the Ministry of Education about the ongoing matter at the St. Bartholomew Primary School. The release was sent out by the ministry following the school's closure yesterday. It stated that an individual was turning parents and students away, citing that the incinerator at the Grantley Adams International Airport was affecting the air quality there. The statement added that a check with the airport revealed that there was no incineration activity and that it remains unclear what caused the action. BUT President Rudy Lovell says the release may suggest some dishonesty on the part of the school, and they are still waiting to hear from ministry officials on the impact of the incinerator on the health of teachers and students.
The Barbados Union of Teachers is shocked by the comments made in a recent press release issued by the Ministry of Education. This suggests impropriety on the part of an individual at the St. Bartholomew Primary School. The union reminds the ministry that under Part 2 of the General Duties of the Safety and Health at Work Act, they have a responsibility to ensure the health, safety, and welfare at work of all of their employees. The staff is still awaiting to hear from the Ministry of Education, who is their employer, regarding the impact of the incinerator on their physical and mental health. Inaccurate press releases is not the way to communicate to your employees.
BUT President Rudy Lovell. Parents seeking to have their children sit the Barbados Secondary School entrance examination earlier than scheduled, and those with special requests will now be required to sign an online form provided by the Ministry of Education. This was revealed by Senior Education Officer with responsibility for examinations, Glyn Price, who was speaking with parents at the Secondary School Entrance Exam Town Hall meeting at the Combermere School.
If you are requesting your child to break the exam earlier, you need to fill out what we call a Form A. So the Form A is the form to request early sitting. Form B is the form if you want to ask for a deferral for your child. And Form C is what we call a special request. Now for a special request, it is exactly that. If you want anything, it may not be granted, but if you want anything for your child, during this exam, you will put it on that form.
Mr. Price says he has seen an increase in the number of children who may have a disability seeking special requests for assistance for the exam. He said the online forms need to be signed along with a report provided by a specialist to accommodate the request.
There is now a trend where a large portion of our students either require a reader, a writer, or extra time. That will go also on this Form C. You must ask for what you want. If you fill out the form and just submit it and don't ask for anything, then you will not get anything. But if you require extra time, if you require a reader, if you require a writer, we are going international, so we are trying to adhere to all the international standards for exams. Yeah? But it must be accompanied by a report from a clinical psychologist. Not a pediatrician, not your GP, a clinical psychologist.
That's Senior Education Officer with Responsibility for Examinations, Glynne Price. The Barbados Revenue Authority, BRA, has explained or been explaining why some people have not yet received their tax returns. This comes as some Barbadians complained that their monies had not reached them. Communications Manager of the BRA, Carolyn Williams-Gale, explained that they have issued $42.2 million in personal income tax. She noted that just over 2% of these deposits were returned from financial institutions.
These are attributable to situations where taxpayers entered incorrect details in the tax system. So, for instance, the files sent back to us were because some taxpayers had selected the wrong credit union from the list. They either entered information for bank accounts that had been closed or are no longer active. They entered card numbers instead of account numbers. They included branch and transit codes with their account numbers. Their names are spelled differently from what is on record at a financial institution. They've typed messages in the account number field. So these kinds of errors cause delays for persons in receiving their payments.
Those affected are being asked to update their banking details.
For those persons who did not receive their refund or tax credit payments as anticipated in December, we are urging them to update their banking details in TAMIS by February 28th so we can reissue the deposits to the financial institutions.
Communications Manager of the Barbados Revenue Authority, Carolyn Williams-Gale. The Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, has revealed his ministry's plan to lead economic growth in Barbados through increased tourism arrivals. Mr. Gooding-Edgell's comments came during a press conference to announce the new Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrea Franklin, and introduce the first Chief Operations Officer, Cheryl Carter, who both begin on April 1st. He outlined the ministry's objectives going into the new year.
We have to grow the tourism business. And it's not only by growing arrival numbers. It's also about increasing the spend on island. Because increased spend on island will redound to those stakeholders who work in the sector and also by extension the government. So the objective really is to ensure that we achieve growth, both in numbers but more importantly financial terms, that we ensure we maintain air connectivity to Barbados and that we grow our base with the airline and get as many airlines as possible to come to Barbados, and that we basically maintain a product in Barbados that one can meet the demands and also compete with our competitors.
That's Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell. And finally, the United Nations stated that Israeli tanks struck a huge UN compound in Gaza, sheltering displaced Palestinians, causing mass casualties, but Israel denied its forces were responsible and suggested Hamas may have launched the shelling. The attack, which the UN said hit a vocational training center housing 30,000 displaced people in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza's main city, prompted rare outright condemnation from the United States. Thomas White, director of Gaza Affairs for the UN agency, said two tanks, rounds, hit one of the center's buildings where some 800 displaced people were sheltering. Recapping the headlines, police are on the hunt for armed men who robbed two businesses. The Ministry of Education announces classes at the Lodge School will be conducted online for the rest of the week. The BUT concerned about a press release over an issue at the St. Bartholomew Primary School. The Barbados Revenue Authority explains why some people are yet to receive tax returns. And And Israel denies an attack on UN refugee camp in Gaza. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.